Tovkuf Peivav. Holding on Tiv Zion. We're holding on the Shaburas and Tiv Zion. We didn't finish off all the Mishaburas. Maybe we did 1 second. No, you're holding on Tiv Ches. Good. Nisak Lorka, so the case before was there was a hole. Now the case is that the shofar cracked. So if the crack is along the length of the shofar, so the loch is it's possible. Now, how much is possible? So Yesh, I mean, some say that's a gemara. That's the start. Well, the starting point is that's a gemara. Actually, it's a mishnah. Then on that, there's a machlokes b'mazber that pshat in the mishnah. Yesh, I remember that Philip calls shu possible. Even if the crack is just minimal. Because the nature of blowing in the shofar, because of the pressure against the walls from the blowing, you have a crack already, it's going to continue to get longer and longer. So it's considered possible even before that. LMK, the only way it would be kosher is if LMK hit Harbi Bechuta B'Mashicha. He tied it up very tightly with something which will hold it in place and prevent the crack from extending. And there's an area of which is intact from the mouthpiece before you get to the crack, or before you get to the point of the hiduk, which is the full shear with the key, which is a tefach. That which shevish and nistak la'orcha is possible. It's only if it cracked right. If you glued it together, in a case where Rav was cracked, is kosher. Filim dibkai bidevik. Even if what you used was glue, which is not considered the same as the shofar, but the mice, it's glued together, and it's going to be kosher. The only case is kosher if you glued it together with itself. Now, what does that mean? How do you glue it together with itself? You warmed up the shofar over the fire till the shofar becomes soft, which is what happens in the fire. It's a cartilage type of a material, so when the fire starts to become more jelly-like. And then, in that situation, you rub the two sides together until they became one. And then the two ends, you attach together again. So then when they harden, attached as one. So that's kosher. But if you use glue, it's not kosher. If the tzedek went the whole way, I feel him said it only was only on one end, so the shofar is almost all attached, but there's this crack running along the whole length of it. Possible. Even if you afterwards went and warmed it up and pushed it together and it became attached again, it's too late. It lost its din of a shofar. Okay. Nistak. Tavka nistak.
The Yeshua Mishnah said rubo. This could be the whole thing minus a mashu. That's okay, but the whole thing is not okay.
Correct.
You're doing Ches Lama Zayin, huh? Or you didn't do Lama Zayin?
What? It says Lama Vav?
Lama Zayin.
Lama Zayin, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, correct. No. Thank you. Nistak. The reason why nistak is a problem is because the nature of a crack is it keeps extending. Avon nifkam, benifkam is kosher. If there's a little piece which is not a crack, a little piece is like cracked off, but there's no crack at the edge of it. So this is a circular piece bitten out. That's not going to extend. Whereas a crack, So the crack is much, you didn't lose any of the actual material.
Right.
That's worse in halacha than in the case of nifka, where a piece broke off. Because of the nature of nifka, but it's not going to extend further. Now, if you had an opportunity to address it before Yom Tov, you have a responsibility to do that. So, by softening it and sort of molding it to the point it doesn't look like it's missing a piece. Okay. But after this, like me, ever the ever, I'll be shame of his son. The gamon is telling the color. The crack went through all the layers of the shifer, so it went all the way from the outside to the inside. So that crack, which goes all the way from the outside to the inside, and then we discuss how long it has to extend to be possible. But the mice, that's when it's possible. And then it's a problem, even though there's nothing at all actually missing, just cracked. There's no piece which is lost. And Lonishanaka, right now the sound of the shofar has not changed at all due to the crack. It's still a puzzle. B'chol shehu. It's a puzzle. B'chol shehu lamates. The nature is because of the air pressure blowing through, and the power of the tekiya, it causes the crack to extend further. So it goes all the way. You could argue, it's all good. So fine. So when it happens, it'll be possible. But why is it possible now? He says, we apply the rule, there's a concept in Shas called Kol Oimed. This more applies it in various scenarios. Kol Oimed Lipodah is Kilu. It's Podah already. Now, it doesn't mean it's Podah, Nift already, that you're not Machib Depot or something. But it means, it's got to be certain halachas, we look at it as if it has equivalent status, as if it was Nift already. So we're going to apply that concept, the climate list, the Sodek Kisoduk dummy, to our shofar, which is not cracked all the way yet. Since the nature is that you blow it, it's going to crack. It's possible already now. The only way you can make a kosher.
There's no way you can make a kosher.
The only way you can make a kasher, okay? If the whole reason why it's possible is because it's emily sadek, it's almost cracked further. If you have something there which is holding it tight in place, the nature is it won't crack further. Okay. So this shita says if you tie it up, it shouldn't crack further. And you also have a shir tkia from where the tie is till the mouth beat, to the mouth, which referred to over here as above. It's closer to the mouth in that situation. So that is kosher.
Fruit trace above.
Above, yeah.
Happy Father's Day, Dr. Katz.
So the Shabbos says the Mei Mechamer Meikel Filo Lo Nishtayer. Because Mashal Lo Nishtayer Kala Yedet. As long as the Kala didn't change, even if we don't have the you don't have the rive that it's closed, the hiduk will help and make a kosher.
So the kashira could be anywhere along the crack, right?
That's what this sheet holds.
And so even if from the kashira up until the peh, you have the shear the kiyah, even though there's a good part of the crack above that, that's fine.
Repeat again.
So let's say the crack is here.
Yeah.
Here's the path, and the crack goes from here to here, and you tie it over here.
Right.
So here's the shear tekiah, but there's a good part of that still cracked. That's kosher.
No. I think he's saying I thought he was saying that it's talking about the hiduk was right where the crack ends and the solid part of the shever begins.
Let me say that. I don't see that. I mean, that would seem reasonable, but I don't see that he says that.
What do you mean?
So the point is the mile of the chud is it won't crack further.
Right.
Well, that makes sense to me. At least if you have the crack on one side and the sal on the other side, and you tighten it down very tightly over there, the crack won't extend in. If you tighten it all the way up at the other end where the crack is already on the other side, the crack's going to continue down the length of the shever. The fact that you tie at the end is not going to help you.
Okay.
Right. So you have to tie it
where the crack begins.
So that's where it's going to continue cracking.
Right. That's what he was saying.
I would imagine. Once you pass there, it's going to continue.
Right. Okay. Rubai. Shum the rubai. No, not the window yet. We'll see that Sarapeh is significant. The Siftas deals with a case where the crack was not the Orka, the crack was the Rochpay. So their Shir Tkiyah is very significant. If the Shir Tkiyah was, if the crack was beyond the Shir Tkiyah, so you have a full Shofar. The fact that, you know, if the crack was within closer, then you don't have a Shir Tkiyah. So over there we will talk about Shir Tkiyah again. So the Shita applies the same idea over here. Okay.
What do you mean?
If the shofar is cracked along its length, this is the length of the shofar.
Yes.
Right? So you have to have intact, when not cracked, back towards the mouthpiece, what's called a shear tekiah, which is a tefach. That's where the shofar really means there's an ikar part of the shofar which is not in effect negatively at all. And the ikar of the shofar is kosher because it has a shear tekiah. Then we can say the fact that you have a crack beyond, you know, it doesn't bother us. But if the crack extended into the shear tekiah, so you don't have a shofar shalom. You don't have a full shofar there. Then came along the second shita, Sadafka Baruba. Okay, Mishum the Ruba Kakula. So that he holds that once when the majority of the shofar is cracked, that's a problem, Ruba Kakula. Then Nitzik Rachman said, even though the chard only cracked on one side, so you want to arshin Ruba Kakula, the majority of the shofar is still intact. You have this whole shofar all around intact. You have one line, which is not. Right? So if you're arguing Ruba Kakula, I'll argue Ruba Kakula back to you. He says, no, that doesn't help me. But the Maisa, this whole length of the shofar, Ruba's length is cracked, like the whole length is cracked. So it's not a shofar anymore.
Right.
What do you mean? Once?
If you go the whole length of the shofar, right, there's a crack in the whole top, right over that top. So that's a problem because Ruba Kakula. Okay. Fine. But according to this, according to this opinion, even if the crack is encroaching into the area of the Shir Tkiyah, since it's not right by the shofar, so it's like it's bottle. So your shofar is intact as far as we're concerned. So there's no problem. Case of necessity, you rely on this opinion. Shiaker, which is the main opinion. In talk of a shofar, shenistak b'miyuta, b'chakach motzah shofar kosher, yasa liskar boi v'lo yivorek. So if you use this shofar, which you're relying on over here, that it was a nistak b'rubay. She says, oh, nistak b'rubay, everything is fine. So nistak b'miyuta, everything is fine. According to the first sheet, that's not true. According to the second sheet, that's true. You're semen on the second sheet, then you blew it. Later on, you get a better shofar. You get a shofar which is not cracked. You're going to blow again. But obviously without a bracha, because if you're yotze before, you can't make a bracha now. And the ikar is like the sheet in which that So it was okay. So you were yotze beforehand. So you can't take a bracha, obviously, later on. Mendel.
It was only cracked from an arty of it. It isn't even kosher.
According to the first opinion, according to the second opinion, if it's a crack is on miyut, even though it goes into the shirt key, it's fine. According to the first opinion, if it goes into the shirt key at all, it's no good. You're done with. You have to have the whole shirt key to be intact according to the first sheet. So this in the second group of opinions of this, is there any possible tikkun? So we said the tikkun is gluing it but not tying it. So why is gluing it and not tying it better? Because tying it is an outside thing. So it means you have a crack sharper, which is tied. The idea of glue is you take the sharper itself and you put it back together again. So you're fixing the sharper. So this sheet holds, that's good enough. Then the deep is kosher. Mem hey. Hanofila im lo nishta, you're rak kol shush lo nishta, kosher kishu dipkei. If the mice said it didn't crack totally before you got around to gluing it, so that would be kosher. If it cracked totally, it's not acceptable. If it didn't crack totally, so you still had you haven't lost your shofar, so then you can be medabik and say you're just like fixing it. So you're medabik and medabik. He says now, you're not supposed to use something in a mitzvah which is no, I'm sorry, just the gabi, the issue of is considered min or not, the gabi changing the color of the shayfer. Ah, you're gluing it, so it's shulam minor. Shani nistak minaka. Then a demik nikr ben advekim. Shani is, there's nothing wrong with the crack, a hole in the shayfer is a problem. I have to fill the hole. I have to fill the hole with someone says minor. Otherwise, there's a problem. I'm adding on a new element to the Torah. And say the Torah shayfer is an X. This shayfer is an X plus a Y. That's a problem. All right, so over here, this shayfer is an X plus a Y. It's the shayfer plus the glue. He says, but the crack, be'etzim, is not detracting from the CS of the shayfer, which is there. The shayfer is totally intact. And it's still, the shayfer could directly be used. Everything is fine. It's a problem that you have not something you have a crack in it, but that didn't affect the sound, etc. So therefore, when you put in the glue, you don't say, "Oh, there's glue here." I don't see glue. I just see the shofar being put back together again. That's how I perceive it. So that's fine. I put the shofar back together again with glue. However, let's say that the opening was wide enough that you could actually see the glue there. So according to that already, now there's a hole there. That's in the case of a neck. There's a hole there. And you're using something that ain't a minute to fill up the hole. That's not acceptable. Welcome, Absher. He says, however, in a case where it reverted back to the original sound by doing this, so it comes out this tikkun over here that you did, shalom b'minoi, didn't affect the sound, it brought it back to its original sound. So, in that situation, Mishabur says he's masubik what tzarchiyin, because according to most poskim or many poskim over there, in the case of a nekev that works. So this lechara is even better than the case of a nekev. This is better than the case of the nekev because there's nothing missing. In the case of the nekev, part of the piece. Piece fell out. Over here, the sharper is there, just cracked, to the point that it's open. There's an opening there. You see the opening, but there's nothing missing. So in the case of the Negev, you're telling me that being associated with something else which is not its min. As long as the original sound is still there, it's okay. It's a Kal V'Chomer over here. The original, if the original sound is there, it should be okay. According to the second opinion, it only works if you soften it and push it back together again, and you basically connect it back to itself. If you imagine the cartilage melts, the cartilage becomes very, very sticky, right? So it glues itself back together again. But if you use glue, that's shalom min. We did a question of custom of Zion. That's not true over here. Aesthetic is better than an act. It's all talking about if the sound remains the same. If the sound was defective, which is very uncommon in aesthetic, then that would be the situation. So later on, you have an opportunity to get a different sharpener, you should do it again. If the crack went the whole length of the sharpener, possible. Manifest the suein shame shofar lo kimishin is the kula. Now this situation where the whole shofar cracked, it's not a shofar anymore. This can shofar. Now the Sharatzim points out in Pedalot in a case where it was not nishtana kula. So that's. He says, in a case where you have to use the shofar, you'd be yotze. Okay, but now, if there's a different shofar available, I should not use that shofar. Fine. Then he says, it's important, but I'm missing dark koshahu, a mi'utai, b'dibkai, mashmishan tefayim, the yochel is terrible, the chatkilo. I can use the shofar, the chatkilo, even though it's been glued, as long as it was just a little bit. So a person has a shofar and he gets a crack, according to this opinion, the Matzah Prime says, so they blew it up and go. Okay, so if you have another shofar available, you should use the other shofar. Okay, so this the Eli Rabba has to talk about a case. We'll find later on there's a lot of if the receiver is left without a shofar, so they're allowed to send the goy beyond the tchum to get the shofar for them. Why? Because the shvus is shvus makom mitzvah. Tchum is rabbanon, and mirlakim is rabbanon. So shvus is makom mitzvah. Go get a shofar for us, right? In this situation, when you have a shofar which was nistak b'miutay, and meikur, then we argue that it's kosher. That you want to be machmer, it's better to get a different shofar. You know that you're not allowed to be meikul. Let's say it's shvus is only mitzvah because betzim really meikur is not mitzvah anymore because you're yotzei mitzvah. Right? So you can't do that. He says, "Efshe kamen osoi, chen shtana kerla, when lo nishana kerla in lahachmer." Okay. Sif tes nistak l'rochpoi. If the crack went around the width of the shofar, not around along the length, but around the circumference of the shofar, so b'miyuto is kosher. If the miyuto of the shofar cracks, it's still kosher. B'ruboi is possible. If the majority of the shofar is cracked around, it's possible. And can this shofar may hasedik the tzad pi v'shir tkiya the had arba gudol? The only case of the mutter kosher is if the crack was beyond the shir tkiya. So you have the part of the shofar which is considered halachically intact. It's intact. It's because it is intact from the mouthpiece and onwards the shir tkiya, which he calls the four gudol, four thumbs breadth. So that is in that situation where, so even though it's cracked, but Ruba is like it broke off. Okay, so it broke off. I have a kosher shofar there still. Even though that crack affects the sound, but the mice, you have a shofar there. Then comes a very make of the Goshita. It says that not only is it kosher, if it's left from where the crack is to the mouth of the other way around, if it's left from that point and onwards, it's intact. But also, right, you have a shear tkiya. Because remember, the break was around the circumference, or you know, partially through the majority of the circumference. But the shayfer extends beyond it, totally intact. Okay. Mishabur nisak l'rochbay. And a sub of a cape, it means it went around the circumference. That happens sometimes if it drops or it hits against something. The first opinion said that the crack is along the length of the shayfer. So he brought before that according to the first sheet that's possible, even if a little bit is cracked. But over here, it's okay. Okay, the blowing in it has a nature to extend the crack which goes along the length of the shofar. It does not affect a crack which is around the width of the shofar. So that's not going to be a reason to... Passel it in that situation when miyuta. Okay. What time is it? I can fetch all the instruments over here. So if the case where the majority of the shofar is cracked around the circumference, it's possible unless you there's a remaining shear tkiya from the crack towards the mouthpiece. So worse than the worst, the part which is still attached to the muta, it's like it fell off. Okay. The nichus kula, like the holding is cut off. Now, why don't you say the opposite? Now, I have a shofar, and I have this extra part which is chasing this out. If you tell me the reason why it's okay, because we look at it, it fell off already. Yeah, but it fell off already, but it's making noise. Right? In logic, it's kilo, it fell off already, but practically it's changing the sound of the shofar. So why are we worried about that? It's not being my occupation of the kilo. It's not like you added on something else which then propasses the shofar. So it remains not a different, it's not a new item which is affecting the it's the shofar. As long as it hasn't fallen off, it's still part of the shofar. So the shofar is affecting its own kol, that's fine. Nishma Hasedik. Yeah, let's hold it here.